This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith for Conversations in Medicine. Ochsner's Multitransplant Institute team was recognized as number one in the U.S. for the year 2012 by CareCheX, a division of the Delta Group. In giving out the award, CareCheX looks at things like mortality and complication rates compared to the other major transplant institutes. Dr. Nigel Geogra is the medical director of the Multi-Organ Transplant Institute at Ochsner in New Orleans. Welcome, Dr. Geogra.
Good to be here, Susan.
Ochsner's Multi-Transplant Institute team was recognized as number one in the U.S. for the year 2012. What do you think Ochsner is doing differently to earn number one status?
It's really an intense focus, almost an obsession with things that are important to the patient. So patient outcomes, safety, patient safety, and really the overall patient experience.
So the patient safety indicators, and this is what that CareCheX was looking at?
When you look at liver transplant programs over the past 3 to 5 years, and there are about 110 in the U.S., really about 5 programs seem to be consistently ranked at the top. This is data that's available on the Internet. It's data available to payers, commercial payers, government payers, as well as patients and regulatory agencies. And they look at the overall transplant success, how well the patient does, patient experience, how quickly they get transplanted. And really, you know, the liver transplant program at Ochsner has been consistently ranked among the very top programs in the nation. Last year, Health Grades designated us as one of 7 programs in the country to receive an Excellence Award. And then Delta CareCheX, as you mentioned, an independence rating agency, ranked Ochsner as the number one liver transplant program in terms of quality and safety.
Does that include mortality rates?
The main thing that they're looking at is overall survival at 1 year, 3 years, how well the actual transplanted liver is doing.
Give us the advantages of a living donation.
So the advantages to the recipient is it really prevents deaths on the waiting list, and it does this by shortening waiting time. You can transplant patients while their health is optimized. It allows the donor to feel like they have done absolutely everything they can to help their loved one, whether that be a friend, spouse, sibling. And this has been demonstrated even when the outcome to the recipient is not great. It advantages society because other recipients, there's a greater number of transplanted organs in the pool, and so other recipients don't have to wait as long. Living donation kidney transplant is the most common, followed by living donation liver transplant. And 2/3 of the time, living donors are relatives of the recipient, but living unrelated transplant is on the rise.
And do you find that siblings are commonly put in this situation, and therefore do they typically match or not?
The most common relationship in terms of living-related liver transplant is sibling to sibling, and that's probably has to do with the age, age of the potential donor. But we see parents come forward, children come forward, cousins. So there's many types of living-related transplants that occur.
What are the statistics in Louisiana as in persons in the U.S. and in Louisiana waiting for an organ donation?
Well, the donor statistics are actually a bit alarming, Susan. When you look at the national level, there's about 118,000 organ recipients on the waiting list nationally. In Louisiana, about 1,700 folks are waiting for a life-saving organ transplant. Last year in the whole state, about 500 organs were transplanted. Of this, about 56 were living donors. Last year, unfortunately, 96 patients died waiting for an organ transplant, and another 87 or so had to be taken off the list because they became too sick while waiting for a liver while waiting for an organ transplant.
Thanks, Dr. Geogra. This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith and Beagle Editor for Conversations in Medicine.